Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. And those of you that are driving around in your cars right now in the Seattle area and in the Tampa, Sarasota, Bradenton area, we want to say welcome as you're driving, as you're snoozing, whatever you're doing. And for those of you that are plugged in over the internet, well, of course, you know, I love you all. And I know you're plugged in because I hear from you. So we want to really welcome you to today's show. It's the topic that I've very near and dear to my heart right now. And I'm here with Stephanie Durham. She is the regular Friday segment host for us. Stephanie is, let me give you the introduction I know. And then we're going to talk about change, and she'll be able to give you an update. She's a coaching consultant who really incorporates all of her business experience, all of her life experience into a practice where she helps each and every one of us take our lives to the next level. She has over 25 years in business, chief financial officer, and has done so many things. In addition to that, she is a graduate of CMed Institute, has studied with Carolyn Mace, and is our resident expert in archetypes and sacred contracts, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. She's also a certified hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, and life coach. All of these have been refined into an energy and a practice that enables Stephanie Durham to help individuals get unstuck and live the lives they are meant to live. And so here she is today. Welcome to the show again, my buddy, my segment host.
How are you doing?
Good. And we've got this, like, managing change thing today going on.
We do. We were just talking about all of that, and we were looking at the eclipse. And he said, so what are we going to call it? And it's like, managing, because change happens.
Whether we want it to or not.
That's it.
I know.
You can put your arms around it, or you can put your arms around yourself and run from it, and it is going to find you. And that is what we're talking about, is how to manage that change using some of the wonderful, wonderful tools that I use with people in their archetypal patterns and how to become authentic about who they are.
That's right. And the deal is this. People have asked me, and let me ask you this question. This is really a question that, intellectually I know how to answer this question, but, you know, like my own personal experience, it's like, what do I really believe? Someone said to me a long time ago, all change is good.
Yeah, that's kind of a mouthful, isn't it?
I'm choking on it right now. All change is good. And I know that from a spiritual perspective, really, because I believe that spirit doesn't put you down in a place where you were worse off than you were before. I mean, I really believe that. But I got to tell you, folks, when you're going through it, it doesn't feel like that. What are your thoughts?
You know, change leads to good. Change is difficult because in a blanket statement to say that all change is good is kind of misguiding. In one sense, because when you look at something, you have two different opportunities. Here's an example. I just thought of one. So I had to go down to the Department of Motor Vehicles this week to renew my driver's license because, okay, you know, as much as I'm traveling these days, they won't even let you on an airplane without a valid ID.
I know. And everything better be right on it.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, boy, I had to go through that with them, too, because they had my Social Security number in there incorrectly, and now they cross-check that. But anyway, so here I am, and I go down Tuesday morning with Monday being a holiday. Oh, my gosh, the place was, like, packed. And I did not want to sit there and wait. You know, you can't have your cell phone on. You got to do this. You got to do that.
You just have to sit there.
Hello. You know, get used to the moment of waiting. So I decided, I was talking with this fellow and what number he had, and I think that he was number 59, and when he came in, they were at 20, and the number up on the board was way up there near the 100, so I thought, no, I'm not going to do that, so I left. What I did is I went in, about my day and kept clock watching all day. I got to get down there. And I found myself in another part of the city and didn't know where the closest facility was. So to make a long story short, about that day, I didn't go.
Uh-oh.
So the next day, I thought, okay, I'm going to go there first thing in the morning. It no longer is an option. I must go. I will soon be illegal. I have no choice. So I went down, and it was like 5 days. I mean, five people ahead of me was all, which is awesome. You know, I mean, I managed one telephone conversation, and then I had a pleasant little wait. Well, what happened when I got up to the counter is this change part. I had kind of not paid attention to a lot of small details. And in the computer system that the Department of Motor Vehicles used, I had, when I'd gone down, not too, in Washington State here, I had added my married name to my driver's license. And to do that, you know, you got to take all the papers. Now, I've been married for years, but it was something that I had just never done. And so they wanted more. They wanted verification of my Social Security number. And, of course, I don't have my card. So then what optional papers can you bring? They wanted my birth certificate. My birth certificate. They wanted our marriage actual certified copy. So I gave them that, and they added my married name to my existing name in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody has, we have these new driver's licenses, and everybody gets these mail out things where you can do it online now. But I didn't get one. And I'm thinking, okay.
I didn't get one either.
Well, read the page. It says that if you didn't get a mail out, there's something that they need to talk to you about.
Mm.
There's something wrong about the system. So the, I do the eye test, and the guy says, okay, it's $25 or whatever it was. And he said, oh, we have a problem with your Social Security number. What's your Social Security number? So I gave it to him. And he said, nope. I was like, what do you mean? Yes, it is. That's my Social Security number. Well, what I had done was they had changed it partway in the system to include the married name, and they had left the other one out. But the records was my original, way back in the day, name. And it's like, so I gave him my whole name. No, that's not it. Okay. I'm standing there, and I'm trying to figure out what this man wants to know from me so I can get my driver's license.
It's like a quiz.
It is. You know, it's like they're baited questions or something, you know, probably how some people feel when they come and visit with me. It's like, will you talk to me? So, anyway, Tim, I finally guessed the way I had originally, when I was 14 years old, filled out the paperwork.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
I had to go. I mean, I gave him absolutely every combination I could think of and finally got it.
Bingo.
Yeah. So then I go over to take the picture. So first of all, I'm managing this change decades later for something that I didn't take care of correctly to begin with.
At the time. Yeah.
And so then I go over to take the picture. Now, naturally, I've been cropping on my own hair. So it looks like something out of Bozo.
You've been doing your own hair?
Well, not anymore. I went yesterday.
Oh, did you? Okay, because I was going to say to you, it looks really good.
Well, she yelled at me.
See, you're like me. I'm like my hairdresser's worst nightmare.
She said, let's see if we can make this look like it was supposed to be there. Anyway, so I look at this photograph. And I thought, my goodness, do you look like that?
Ah.
And I don't feel like I look like that, but I know that's what I look like. And that's okay, because I don't have to look at me. I that sounds so silly, but it is how I feel like I look is what I bring from the inside out, because I'm aligned in who I am.
I know that feeling. And when people finally meet me, almost everyone says, wow, you don't look like you sound. Now, I don't know what that means. And yeah. I certainly don't ask that, what they mean. But
it's a perception of other people. Mm-hmm. So how do you manage the change? You go through it. I am not 20 years old. I'm not going to be 20 years old.
I bet you had that 20-year-old picture on that license. Did you pretty close?
Well, it looked a lot better. Anybody who ever thinks that you don't look better, look back in an old picture and wonder what you were thinking. Okay, because back in the day, it all looked good. But changing and looking at who I am today is, it comes out in my energy. It shows in who I am and the choices that I make. When I have been given an opportunity, we were talking about this electronic stuff not working this week.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I have had a number of things occur this week that, they feel like they're more than I can, like, bite off.
Exactly. That is the feeling. I wish Carol Bobo were listening to the show. I'd like to get her in here because I understand the whole eclipse thing and I understand it's going to be about relationships. And so I really looked at that. That's why I wanted to hear her clip again. Before the show came on, because I heard it earlier this week, but I didn't really get it.
Well, the week's over. Now you lived it.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of interesting. It's about relationships with equipment. It's relationships with change. It's relationships with people. It's all of that. But it's all this week, just like all of it was like right there.
I know. And I was visiting with someone last night who likes to work alone for a portion of the day. And people are so afraid of the silence, that we don't stop long enough to look at what's going on around us to see what's changing.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to the detachment. Because if we look at ourselves and what's going on in our life from that third party viewpoint, which is my whole, you know, a thread there between going down to the DMV, if you stand back and look at it, if you take just 2 minutes to consider what changes may occur.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at it third party, and we can talk more about that if
yeah.
you want to.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACEs, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
I'm Dr. Pat Vasily, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Want to get out of the rat race and stay out? Let Mary Hendrickson, cash flow specialist from First Horizon Home Loans, show you how. Mary takes 27 years of successful banking and brokering and turns them into stepping stones that pave the way to your financial independence. All loans closed for Dr. Pat Show listeners receive a $300 reduction in closing costs. Call Mary today at 425-576-2249 and begin your path to financial freedom. That's 425-576-2249.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Vasily.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I have to wait till that gets turned down a little bit. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I'm here with Stephanie Dorn. We're talking about managing change. We're going to do that with you all today as well, because this is a day that you'll get to call in. And Stephanie will work with you. We'll work with sacred contracts. We'll work with archetypes. But right now we're talking about change. The number, you're going to want to write this down, or if you feel like calling in now, Tom will just absolutely put you on that hold button. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free just about anywhere in the United States. 1-800-930-2819. And we're opening up the phone lines for questions, comments, or a reading with Stephanie Dorham right here about your sacred contracts and archetypes. So be prepared, have your questions, and we'll be ready to take your call. 1-800-930-2819. Stephanie, we were talking about managing change and what that means and how we go about that. So what did you end up doing in that story? I mean, what was that like now when you looked at the picture, you looked at what that was? You know, what were your bottom line thoughts?
Well, you know, you opened by saying that it's a belief pattern of yours that all change is good. Regardless of what it feels like, it's good. And in my comment there is that although the path of change may not feel good, it will lead to opportunities or choices that we have that will give us a clearer sense of how to move. It's like there's a Y in the road. The change moment is, even though it may not feel good,
yeah,
or comfortable,
yeah,
how do you maneuver? How do you go about walking down this Y in the road? And how do I know whether to turn left or right? That's a part that doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that all change leads to good is a blanket statement that maybe the left path will be as good or beneficial as the right path, which in fact may lead to more discomfort before we get a course correction.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, in a very serendipitous way, all change is good.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always feel like that.
No, and I certainly want to get it done this lifetime.
Well, you know, I went through the early part of my life thinking that, you know, all change really sucked, actually. and you know, as I made a course, mid-course adjustments to my own spiritual path, it got really clear to me that the stronger my connection with spirit, the greater the good that shows up in the change. Now, I don't know the direct relationship with that. And I don't have any scientific proof of that. I just know from my own journey, when I put spirit first, regardless of what I'm going through, then it does turn out to be exactly like I said. I do land at a place that is way, way better than where I was. When I don't go to spirit and I try to manage everything myself or try to find the solution right in my brain, it's usually pretty much of a catastrophe.
you know,
that's the deal. That's what it is.
When we are in a place where things are kind of low,
mm-hmm,
and there are many, many programs that will offer up solutions for people. When they're trying to get over lull or get
uh-huh
clear on things, and that is to go into service to others. So when we go into service to others, we are allowing spirit to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you turned it over, you were going in service. And it's almost like we take the attention off of ourselves and our own personal agenda.
Uh-huh.
And we allow things to occur for the benefit of others. And then we see where we fit in there. And that is a choice point.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are not aware of who we are, authentically, we don't realize that we have the skill set, that we have the tools, that we have the gifts to be able to empower ourselves or anyone else as a result of those choices.
Yeah, it's really interesting we're talking about this, and we were talking about image and how we look, because I realized, I think it was last night when I was working on what I was going to say to introduce John Holland tonight. And yeah, let me mention that. John Holland, this is your last chance to check in with John Holland this weekend at the Convention Center. He's in Seattle tonight and tomorrow, a very rare event, a special intensive with him on a really shaping up your intuition. But here I am, Stephanie, getting ready for this. And all of the things we talked about came up. It was like, wow, how did I get to introduce John Holland? And, you know, all the chatter that comes in with that. And then, you know, wow, you know, this is going to be a time where my listeners will get to see me. You know, what are they going to think? Blah, 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 blah. And am I really prepared to introduce him? And what I realized is that when I step up in that moment, my covenant is with Spirit. Spirit knows what to say.
Yeah, and what you've done is you've made a conscious choice to allow Spirit to use all of your authenticity and who you are.
Exactly.
And to rest assured, by virtue of your action, that everything will be as it should be.
Exactly.
And your verb there was that you allowed Spirit to work into you.
Absolutely. You know, and that's really the key in all of this. And we're going to talk more about this, but I think we have someone on the phone. I think we have Lynn that's called in. And for those of you that want to call in, chime in, do a little work with Stephanie right here today. It is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take your calls today. If you're listening, down in Sarasota or Bradenton or Tampa, we want to hear from you as well. It's toll free for you. So let's go to the phones.
Then we have Lynn on the line right now.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are you doing? Welcome. Meet Stephanie.
Hi. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great. Thank you, Stephanie.
What?
I would like to have a reading, a soul contract, a medium archetype.
What is it that you would like to know about as it relates to change?
Well, you know, I've been kind of... I'm not working right now. I'm at home and just kind of searching. I'm in between. I'm not sure if I should be just working with my children, or is it time for me to move on to something else?
What do you think? What do you think?
No.
You're questioning what direction to go or whether or not to go anywhere.
Right.
Which one is it?
Well, I mean, because I'm drawn to different things, and I can't decide on which way to go. You know, I don't want to go back to fall back on what I've been doing. It doesn't, because what I've been doing doesn't feel right.
Okay.
Right to me.
All right, Lynn. When you were talking and explaining that, I drew a couple of cards, and the first card that came up was the Samaritan. And so, given your question about change. What we would look for when the Samaritan comes up is that it's either an energy that you give to others, or it's an energy for you to follow in order to be aligned with managing that choice. And so I would say that based on your question, that you would search out that change where you are either serving as a Samaritan or you will be lifted up by someone who just shows up and then leaves.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
The second card that came along with it was the thief. Now, the thief card is one that is sometimes a little misunderstood. We all have a tendency to look at some of these archetypal patterns and automatically think of their shadow or their negative side. But the thief has the empowered side of the thief will shed light on the potential wealth within you that cannot be stolen. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that you remain whole and complete so that you can serve. And that beware in the shadow that maybe some of your creativity or your affection will feel like you've been robbed. You will feel like it's been robbed from you. But the good news is the third card that came up is a prince. So this prince energy is the difference between the prince and the king is that the prince is going to be a king someday. So there's some prince energy around you to help guide you and protect you. That's what the prince does. It protects the damsel, the princess, the feminine energy. And they have a great deal of potential power with a great deal of charm. Okay?
Okay.
Does that
Thank
help?
You.
Does that help you?
Yes. Yes, it does. It makes sense. I see it.
You see,
I was drawn to the Samaritan.
Oh, you were. Okay, good. Well, that's where it began. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a short break, but before we do, let me just say that Stephanie, if people want to find out more about Inquiring Mind and what you're doing,
the Inquiring Mind, www.inqmind.com. We're based in the Seattle area. We do have a 1-800 number. It is 866-461-6463. So if you'd like more information about me, you can check out the website or you can give a call into the office, and we can get back to you as soon as we can. We do travel quite often, so give a couple of days.
All right. So for those of you that want a reading, and the phones are still ringing, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be picking them up because this is your day. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Looking for love in all the wrong places? Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to find out how you can come home to the love within your own body. I'm Lavina Grandka-Taft of Radiant Embodiment, and I can help you relax into the pleasure of your feminine side. Experience my bodywork approach to healing and wholeness in Bellevue, October 6th through 8th. Visit RadiantEmbodiment.com to sign up and smile. That's RadiantEmbodiment.com.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
HUNA is for everyone, any race, religion, gender, and age. Anyone that wants to know more about who we are, why we're here, and how the universe works. A wide and varied range of people with different backgrounds are drawn to HUNA and attend the biannual HUNA workshop. Healthcare professionals, therapists, lawyers, managers, educators, professional athletes, college students, and people just like you. If you're interested in a more spiritual view of the world, if you want to connect more with who you are and discover a whole new universe around you, then HUNA is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to HUNA.com and learn about the September 9th through the 17th HUNA event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and receive a special discount.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind, and you're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. Get clear on your sacred contracts and the cards you hold in life. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out our website, inqmind.com.
You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Hello.
We're back.
We are.
We're right back here. That was so quick.
Where did we go?
I don't know. Did we actually go? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're here with Stephanie Durham. She is our Friday segment host, and we're taking lots of calls. I can't even remember how many calls we have, but we should just go to the phone.
Okay. That sounds great.
We're talking about change. I can't wait to hear what's going on with folks.
Well, we'll change it by changing the caller to Linda.
Hey, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Well,
hi. I'm so glad that you took my call.
We're so glad you called.
Yeah, hello.
You ladies sound wonderful. I'm on my way to my car. I'm walking. So if I'm a little out of breath, hang in there with me. My question is, I'm going to try to make this brief. My son was going to school. Mom got a loan. those parent plus things. And he decided that he doesn't want to do this right now, which I understand, and I'm really comfortable with it. But, will I be able to financially take care of all of this. You know, he wants to help. He wants to go to work and help. But I'm just a little concerned about it because I've also got a loan out there for school because I'm going to graduate in November.
Okay.
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Linda.
Thank you.
You know, when you were talking about walking and huffing and puffing, I pulled a couple cards, and I wanted to ask you if you were leaving a class and going to another because, and then the student card popped up. And right behind that came the engineer. So,
wow.
Yeah. So what I want to say to you is that you have this engineer energy within you. And make good use of it because you're going to figure out a way to do it all. Congratulations on your graduation. What field are you entering into, Linda?
Massage.
Okay.
I'm a healer.
Okay. All right. So financially, if you're concerned about the loan for your son or for yourself?
Well, both.
Okay. Well, you're going to be able to take care of yourself and by engineering a plan that works. And I want you to keep in mind that you can assist him in engineering his and that, that through his own, energy, he can look to create income to offset that. However, be cautioned of he has a tendency to sabotage himself, doesn't he?
Yes.
And that will be his greatest nemesis. So, he can become empowered to acknowledge within himself the areas that are going to be where he set himself up. Overcommitting is an issue with him that's pretty large. And
yes.
The best thing that you can do if you are financially liable, for this loan is to own it. And for you to count on him to be able to repay the debt, he has got to go at himself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to enable, you know, I know that's a real parent term too, but
oh, I totally understand.
Okay, got it? All right.
Mm-hmm, I got it. Yeah.
But it will be good. It will be very good. And by the way, he's kind of a wise fool, isn't he?
Oh my. How do you know this? That's so him. He's the big, you know, his totem is the turtle.
He's
totally wise. Yeah,
he's
been that way forever.
Just remember that.
Yeah.
That he has the wisdom within him.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, Linda, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right.
All right.
You.
We'll
Bye-bye.
See you. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's great. Wow, I really honor folks that really can get themselves back to school. It really is quite a decision. It's not for everyone.
No.
And then, you know, figuring out what you're going to do after that.
Figuring it out.
Yeah.
The engineering part. That's
a
lot of
that's
change.
It.
Yeah, exactly. The engineering and then actually making it happen.
Yeah.
After you get
out
of school.
That's true. Exactly.
So.
That's true.
Exactly.
Let's take some dedication. Who else do we got, Tom?
We have Jared on the line right now.
Oh, Jared, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Good morning.
How you hitting them?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
How are you doing, Jared? We've talked before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
That's what I thought.
It's a little quail, yeah.
What's your question today?
Excuse me?
What kind of question you got today?
When things are going to turn around for me, career-wise.
Well, there's some feminine energy that came up that's the queen and an angel. So it has something to do with some very powerful, very wise wisdom, feminine energy that will be guided by angels. I can't tell you any more than that other than it has something to do with a woman. Didn't it before when you called?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Well, why do you keep ignoring her?
Because I don't know who it is.
Oh.
Okay, one of those, yeah.
Well, I would say that you have to get out of your comfort zone, which is why the beggar card came up. The beggar learns to make do with very little when he's on, and it's like a hobo. They got no corner. You know, their home is their corner.
Uh-huh.
So you want to, literally, you need to move outside your comfort zone and go to a place of unknownness and walk and breathe. And that energy will make itself known to you.
Okay. Do you know if it's someone that's close by me?
I know that the queen energy will respond to your homelessness
huh.
and your humility and your compassion.
Okay.
And I don't know, energetically, you know, that's interesting that you would say that. And actually, I want to respond specifically, Jared, not only for you, but for others. When we ask, are they close to us?
Yeah.
Energetically, we are all close. So if you feel as though you are drawn to a particular geographic region that is different than where you are, that is because you are close to the energy, but your physical body is not.
Okay.
So you have to get out. What keeps coming is walking like a beggar, walking like a hobo, like just go and move your body into the energy and where, and meander your way, and the queendom will find you.
Okay.
Get out and walk.
I have a question for you, Jared.
Sure.
How often do you call on your angels for help?
Quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I call them so much the phones are off the hook.
Yeah, well, you know what? They have got such a telephone system you will not believe. As a matter of fact, Sue Storm told me that this morning. What I want to ask you is, when you sit down and you ask for what you want, where are you coming from energetically? Because if you're coming from the place of a beggar, I think you're going to get a response you don't want.
Huh. From the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
I don't know the shadow of the
beggar.
Well,
I do, and you know, you said that, and I gotta tell you, Jared, I just looked down at the card when she said that, which is, like, spot on, Missy. Here's what it says about the shadow. I'm gonna read it verbatim.
Okay.
Dependence on others to the exclusion of effort.
Dependence on others.
Mm-hmm.
To the exclusion of effort. That's the walk. Calling your angels and listening to them requires action.
Yeah, and one of the things you said when you started the show, and I really want to help him with this, and Stephanie, and I think you can. Mm-hmm. I think your question was, when is it going to change, or when is it
turn
going to
around.
Turn around?
Right.
Okay, because you and I think have had this conversation before. Until you get to the point, this is so near and dear to my heart, Jared, honey, I would not be telling you this if I have not walked this path with you. Until you get to the place where you already see it as done, and every day you wake up, your visualization is the reality that you want in your life, until you can step into that space, then you're fighting both negative and positive energies, which eventually neutralize themselves. So out of anything that you hear today, and I know that this is hard because I've been there, and we go through this all the time. I went through this with the radio expansion. It wasn't until the point that I stepped in and said, this is already done. We are a great radio show. I am surrounded by people that, you know, can help take this. Until you can get to that place where you feel it in everything that comes out of your mouth, every cell in your body, you are sweating your opulence. You know what I'm saying? It's coming out of your pores. That's when the queen will show up. I think the queen will show up then.
Yeah.
Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm confused about the queen, though. Is it someone that's related to me, or someone I haven't met yet?
You know what? My immediate response is, no, they're not related to you.
Okay.
And keep in mind that if you sit and wonder what and when that queen energy will come, that's the conflict that Pat's trying to describe to you.
She's already there, Jared.
Oh, she's there.
She is there. You can't see her.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
Okay. So we need an affirmation for Jared.
Affirmation for Jared.
Everything I want in life is already here.
Everything you want in life is already here.
Everything
it's
I want in life
here.
Is already here. On the count of three. In your big voice, Jared.
Okay.
Everything I want in life is already here. Tom, you're going to give us the countdown?
I'm in. Three, two, one.
Everything I want in life is already here.
Everything I want in life is already here.
Yes, sir.
Everything I want in life is already here.
You got it. Every day, I want you to say this 70 times a day. 70 times a day. When you wake up and you get out of bed, before your feet even hit the floor, I want you to say that.
And if you lose count,
keep going.
Start over.
Are you willing to do that with us, Jared?
Sure, I'm willing to do that, sure.
Okay. Let's see if we can get you stepping into that energy, and the queen will find you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you
Take
very
care.
Much for your time, and have a great day.
Thanks, Jared. You know All what? Right. I so feel it's there for him. I really do, Stephanie. I mean, I don't know what your sense is. It's almost like I can see the queen and the angel right on his head, right over his head.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes we just have to take that action, and it's tough. It is tough because we think we are, and yet it's like we're in this quicksand.
And, you know, change shows up, and we think we don't deserve it anymore. I mean, there'll be something that happens.
You don't know what it looks like.
A little bump in the road, a little change gets us off at 2 or 3 degrees, and we think, oh, darn, I'm doomed.
Yeah. Yeah. See, everything's the same as it always was. See, I told you, blah, blah, blah.
There we go.
And it is really hard. It is really hard to find even the minutest difference to cling to in order to move forward.
Okay, but that's what this show is about. We've got, I think Sandy's waiting. Sandy, we'll get right to you. We can take another caller or so. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to me, Dr. Pat Basile, and...
Hi, Stephanie Durham, getting ready to take a deep breath.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
New Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
You already have the tools you need to live a psychic life, but you don't know how to use them. Let noted medium John Holland show you how during his new 2006 lecture tour, Learn to Awaken Your Psychic Strengths. John will help you identify your intuitive gifts through highly interactive exercises. Plus, he will dedicate Friday evening to delivering messages to the audience. See John Holland in Seattle on September 8th through the 9th. For tickets, call 800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. 5126 or visit hayhouse.com. That's hayhouse.com. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul. But right now I want to tell you that you got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com. And if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm here with Stephanie Durham. We're taking your calls. We have Sandy in the queue. We're going to talk with her in a minute. The number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about change. We're talking about a lot of things. Why don't we go to the phone?
Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you. I really need some help.
Well, that's, we all need help. That's why we're connected.
Well, I've experienced a lot of change this year, and I'm having trouble dealing with it. And I know this because I'm getting migraine headaches pretty often. So what's up?
What's up?
Good question.
The changes that you've been experiencing, do they feel a little bit like the hero's journey?
Yeah.
The conclusion for you, the conclusion of the hero's journey that will alleviate some of your physical ailments is going to come from the teacher, from a mentor, from someone that you can learn from. And teachers do not always take the place of a classroom or take place in a classroom.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Okay. Yeah. So on your hero's journey, where are you at in that journey?
I think I've been through the worst of it.
Okay. And so do you feel as though you are empowered or in complete or whole, and your body is carrying remnants, or do you feel like you are yet to like sense the strength of the heroin energy?
Well, I'm not really sure. Some days it's a whole lot better than others.
Okay.
My son died earlier this year.
And
so I went to live on the East Coast with my daughter, and I was there several months, and after talking with her, I thought, my gosh, I don't belong here. It wasn't a feeling. I didn't dislike it, but I knew I didn't belong there. So I came back.
So when you were on this journey, Sandy, and you went to this place that you felt you needed to go, what was your lesson? What did the hero bring back from the East Coast that is empowering to you? The other card that came up, Sandy, when we were talking was the Divine Child. And given the way that you have referenced this, I would interpret the Divine Child to be the relationship you have with your son who's passed.
Right.
And to know that they're in divinity. So if that's the case, and if you feel that way, which I think I heard you say you did, what is it that the heroine brought back from the East Coast that will...
I'm not really sure. I realized I was running away.
Okay. All right.
And, I had to come back and live my life.
You couldn't live your life.
I can't rely on my children.
So the independence that you now are living with was a conscious choice that you made.
Yeah.
Sandy, I'd like to offer you a gift. And when we get done, I'm going to put you on hold and ask that you give Tom your contact information. I'd like to honor you with a consultation offline. And,
thank you.
And we can maybe explore this a little bit more deeply and give you some opportunities for you to consider in your healing.
Okay. Thank
okay.
You
All so right.
Much.
So we're going to put you on hold there.
Thank
okay,
you. Thanks,
thank
Sandy.
You.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
That's
well, thank
tough,
you.
That's a tough one.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much for doing that. Tom, we do have another caller.
We do have one more call. We have Kim on the line.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Stephanie. Hi. The biggest question I have right now is around my career.
Okay. And how much of a risk taker would you call yourself? Because the gambler came up, and you're either very much a gambler or you need to be one. So which is it?
I guess it depends what phase I'm in my life. I've gone, you know, both ways, just kind of taken the safe route, and then I've been a gambler. So
here's the empowered portion of the gambler when we think about it. A gambler is a calculated risk taker.
Okay.
So in the past when you've done it and it hasn't worked so well, or in the past when you've done it when it worked well, and now here you are and you're wondering what to do, look, you know, this is going to sound so silly and it's kind of cliches, but you can make a pros and cons list, or you can let your gut go for it, or you can step out there and whatever it is that this change, a card that came up is the rescuer. Are you like a lifeguard kind of person?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're attempting to evaluate whether or not to go out on a limb with this particular item here, okay. What are you looking to do? Change careers? Isn't that what, didn't you say
yeah.
that? Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that would definitely be it.
Okay, so have you considered doing something you've never done before?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think about what it is. I have a lot of things I enjoy doing, but it's like nothing's just really fit, like this is what you should be doing, or at least this is what you should be doing in your next step along, you know, life's path. So I'd like that to be, you know, a little clearer to me. But I do pray a lot, and it is very valuable, and I get an immense amount from it. But it's always nice to have a little help from your friends.
So are you taking action? Because we're talking about managing change, and we actually spoke that earlier. What are you doing to facilitate this change?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, right now...
Thank you, but it was put to you. you want to ask yourself and journal it.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know, because you haven't considered it thoroughly yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I've been very busy and involved in healing people in my immediate surroundings, which has been, I mean, it's just something that had to be done, and it's happening now, and the rewards from that has been greater than I would have ever anticipated. So it's kind of given me that, you know, a place where I can feel secure enough or the point, or I'm ready to go on to the next step now. And I'm able to, like, look out and think about things that I would like to do for myself. So that I think that's a good idea, to journal that, just so I can get more ideas and get a little bit more just insight and observation about where I'm putting my energies and my thoughts and where I need to be putting them more.
Well, and you know, what I heard from you is a lot of forethought. And that's why the gambler came up. Try some freestyle writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then look at it and go with it. Take action on it. Because you won't know unless you're down that path. The forks in the road are going to show themselves to you. They're just going to be there. And you mentioned a lot about healing others around you. And maybe the healing energy is for yourself now to take that action.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's true.
Yeah, so let me know how it goes.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Kim. Yeah, let us know.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Wow, This is really about change, and I want to thank everyone that has called in. I really know what it's like to call in and what it means and how to put yourself out there. And that is part of the gamble of life. It's hard to, you know, seek help if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't ask, and especially during times of change.
Which is the only thing, what do they say, the only constant thing about change is change.
That's right.
It just is. And, you know, I kind of like it now, but it takes some getting used to.
Well,
that doesn't mean that I'm already ready for it when it happens.
Well, I actually have taken a different route with change. I don't need to be hit by a 2x4 anymore. So, you know, I have made a pact with the universe to let the universe know that I am paying a lot more attention to the signs.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to have to go down that path where you got that big old 2x4 knocking me up beside the head. That we don't have to do anymore.
You know, my dad used to say, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
And that's the way we'll end this show today. Thank you, Stephanie Dorham. Thank you all for listening. For more about Stephanie and what she's doing, www.inqmind.com. Thank you so much. She'll be right back here next Friday. Thank you all. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, I'm going to be interviewing Richard Simmons on Tuesday. So that is my that's a lifelong dream. Thank you, Tom. We'll see you all. Have a great, great weekend.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.